thank Admiral Allen and the members of the Coast Guard for what's been a really interesting tour of the Port of Miami. A couple of things. One, it's clear that the money we've been spending to help secure our ports is working. You know, the new technologies, there's new ways to investigate cargo that gets here. Obviously, there's more work to be done, but one of the most innovative projects we've done, by the way, is to have disembarkation to inspect cargo so that cargo has been inspected before it arrives here. So I want to thank you all for the tour. I'm real proud of our Coast Guard. The Coast Guard is really, really good. And part of our efforts is to work with the Coast Guard leadership to make sure the Coast Guard is modernized, that they've got the latest choppers and good boats to be able to do their job. We talked about a lot of issues besides port security. One of the big issues that people face here is the migration issue. A lot of people trying to sneak into Florida, and the Coast Guard's doing their job to enforce our policy, and I appreciate them for their hard work. At the United Nations today, Security Council passed a resolution regarding Iran's attempt to have nuclear weapons. It's a strong resolution. I want to thank our partners. This resolution follows up on the North Korea resolution, and it goes to show that when America takes the lead and works with our friends, we're able to accomplish diplomatic objectives. And now Connie Rice comes back from the Middle East and we'll be working with our friends and allies on a resolution regarding Lebanon. But the Iranians must hear loud and clear with this resolution. The world is intent upon working together to make sure that they do not end up with a nuclear weapon or the know-how to build a nuclear weapon. Again, I want to thank our allies on this very important resolution and remind the American people that we've had a strategy in place to send a common message, a unified message to the Iranian leadership. I want to thank you all. Thanks. Appreciate it.